note-taking, but acoustics. Good morning, everyone. Today, we are going to explore the fascinating world of bats. First, I will give you some general information about bats, and then I will talk about echolocation and their biological radar system. After that, I will give you some information about frequency ranges in bats and sonar signatures. At the end of the lecture, you will hear about the bat's environment and some challenges of echolocation. Now, let's get started with some general information about bats. Bats are extraordinary creatures with unique abilities, one of which is their exceptional use of sound for navigation and hunting. So let's dive into the world of these amazing mammals and discover how they rely on acoustics to live. Bats are mammals from the order of Chiroptera. It means they are the only mammals that can really fly. Some sources say there are about 1,240 species of bats among the Chiroptera order. You heard me right. There are about 1,240 species of bats among the Chiroptera order, which makes up about 20% of all known mammals. They come in various sizes and species around the world. The word Chiroptera literally means hand wing. That's why it refers to those mammals that can fly with their hands. Isn't it interesting? The Chiroptera order has two subcategories, megabats and microbats. These two categories of bats are different in terms of the food they eat and their eyesight. Yes, the two categories of megabats and microbats are different in terms of the food they eat and their eyesight. There is this common idea that bats are blind and can't see. Actually, there are some species of bat that do rely on their vision for navigation. But it is also true for many bats that their vision is too weak to count on. The difference between bats and other animals is their ability to echolocate. But what is echolocation? Echolocation is a biological radar system that allows bats to send out sound waves and interpret the echoes that get back to them. This ability is crucial for them to navigate in the dark and find food. You heard me right. Echolocation helps bats to navigate in the dark and find food. Let me give you a quick summary of how echolocation works. It is actually a physiological process to find the location of distant or invisible objects, such as food, through sound waves that are reflected back to the bat. Let's say a bat is looking for food. Most bats eat insects like flies or moths, and also fruit. As I said before, most bats cannot see very well. However, the echoes of the sound waves which they send makes them understand where the food is. Moths, which are a type of insect, are easier for bats to catch. Moths can feel the ultrasound waves. This means that when a bat gets close, the moth can feel the bat's presence. So it has time to escape to safety, or else it can remain motionless. You heard me right. When a bat gets close, the moth can escape and leave the place, or stay motionless and stop beating its wings. When they stop beating their wings, they are much harder for the bat to distinguish from a leaf, a stone, or some other object. Recently, there was this experiment with trees and a specific species of bat called the spear-nosed bat. It turns out that bats, or at least this particular species, can not only tell that it's a tree, but can also feel different types of tree just by their leaves. A pine tree with all those little densely packed needles produces a lot of weak reflections, called a smooth echo. Let me spell needles for you. It is NEEDLES. That's right. A smooth echo of a pine tree is a large number of weak reflections caused by all those little densely packed needles. But an oak that has fewer but bigger leaves with strong reflections produces a jagged waveform, or what we call a rough echo. These bats not only can tell the difference between two trees, but also between any echo that comes in a smooth or rough shape. Okay, now we can get to the frequency ranges in the bats. The frequency of the echolocation waves is different among groups of bats. The sound waves that bats send out are typically above the range of human hearing, between 20 to 200 kilohertz. Let me repeat that. Bats can send out sound waves between 20 to 200 kilohertz, which is above the range of human hearing. Different bat species use different frequency ranges for their echolocation calls. Some send out high-pitched sounds, while others use lower frequencies. The time it takes for a single call, or pulse, is different among bats. The loudness and intensity of the calls can also vary between species. It is like each bat has its own sonar signature, which is a unique pattern of sound waves. Let me tell you the definition of sonar signature again. Bats produce a unique pattern of sound waves, which is known as their sonar signature. Different bat species have unique echolocation signals and characteristics of the returning echo, including different types of frequency, duration, and repetition rate. These variations of sonar signatures are essential while hunting, so bats don't lose their hunting group and they can understand how far they are from nearby objects so they don't crash into them at high speed. Bats can live in many different environments, except for polar regions and hot deserts. They live in forests and humid places, as well as urban areas. During the day, They rest in shelters like caves, mines, old buildings, and trees. But how can they have an idea of their surroundings or where they live? Bats can create a mental map of their surroundings by analysing the time it takes for the sound waves to return and the frequency of the echoes. Let me repeat that. By analysing the time it takes for the sound waves to return and the frequency of the echoes, bats can create a mental map of their surroundings. Some bats also migrate because they cannot live in high temperatures during the summer. They need to fly far away from a hot land to a cooler land. Therefore, having a mental map for these nearly blind animals has an advantage for them. It allows them to navigate through complex environments such as dense forests or caves with incredible clarity and without relying on their eyesight. Yes, the advantages of a mental map is to navigate through a complex environment with incredible clarity and without relying on their eyesight. But are there any challenges in echolocation? Although echolocation is incredibly useful, it's not without its challenges. Sometimes environmental factors like wind and rain can interfere with the accuracy of the echoes. However, bats have adapted to handle such situations. Some bats adjust their call frequencies or send out longer pulses to overcome these challenges. Yes, in tough environmental situations, some species of bats adjust their call frequencies or send out longer pulses to overcome these challenges. By analysing various characteristics of bat echolocation calls, scientists and researchers can identify and distinguish different bat species. This information is valuable for understanding bat behaviour, ecological roles, and conservation. This is the end of my lecture about these extraordinary creatures. Thank you, everyone, for listening.